Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Z Fly. Y'all know what it is. I stay fly, not high. Okay? Remember that. I stay fly, not high. Alright, how's everybody doing? Hopefully you're having a great spring, you know what I'm saying? I know in some areas it don't really seem like spring because, you know, it's been raining and flooding and just all kinds of cool weather that's still here. But hopefully it will definitely get, more warmer, you know, as we head into the summer. So anyway, I hope everybody has been enjoying their spring thus far. I am your boy Z Fly. So real quick, I just want to remember, let everybody know that it's, I can't even talk, I'm so tired. I have an A's Walk fundraiser coming up very soon. I think I had mentioned it in a previous review that I did, but just to remind everybody, because it's getting really close, and also my reviews are about to be finished because the Housewives of Atlanta is coming to a close. So just to remind you all that my A's Walk fundraiser mail review will be in New York City on June 11th. That is a Wednesday. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's going to be at the Lit Lounge in Lower Manhattan on the east side. It's at 93 2nd Avenue, and that's between East 5th and 6th Street. But it's going to be a lot more fun. You know, it's not just going to be just, you know, dancers. It's going to also be spoken word. We're going to have a few performances. We're going to have, literature about HIV and AIDS facts. We're going to have giveaways. And we're going to have drink specials. And then we're also going to have testimonies. So people living with the virus will be there as well to actually tell their stories. So it's going to be a lot interesting. And then, of course, we will have dancers there. And, of course, Ridiculous from the Housewives of Atlanta, he'll be there as well. So, yeah, it's a full 3 hour of fun, knowledge, and giveaways. So why not? So if you are in the area or you want to plan a trip, you know, you have a month to plan your trip to be at the Strip for the Cause All Mail Review A's Walk fundraiser. All right? And everybody, even if even though my reviews will be ending soon, you know, you can still connect with me on my facebook.com/realhotfresh. Hit me up at I am ZFly on Twitter, and also Instagram is Zacchaeus, which is Z as in zebra, A-C-Q-I-U-S as in snake, and please subscribe to my youtube.com/realhotfresh. All right, okay, so let's just go ahead and get into it, okay? That's all the information. So Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 6 Reunion Part 1. Okay. So as we all know, this was a crazy reunion. But I'll start from the beginning and I'll work my way to the dramatics. So let's just start on Portia's boob. As y'all saw, she all had a new boob job. Very nice, I guess she didn't really have any boobs before. Maybe I was about to say I don't really remember, but I guess maybe that's why. But you can't help but remember them now, okay? Because they're definitely round in your face. But she's a pretty girl, so you know. And you know what? I've been looking at Portia. It's sad that her hair, her long hair, that's not really growing out of her head. Because she's a very beautiful girl with long hair like that. But, you know, I guess she's got to keep wigging and weaving it up, though. It's sad that her hair don't really grow that beautiful like that. You know, kind of like Kenya's. Yeah, you know. And also Cynthia, too. Cynthia has nice hair. Well, she has nice weaves and wigs. It's sad that that's not her hair. You know, because they look nice. I don't know. And then when you see the real hair, it's like a disappointment, right? Because, you know, so they put such glamorous weaves and wigs on their head. And then when you see the real hair, it's like, really? Like, what happened? Anyway, so Portia got new boobs. Now, as we know that this year, Kenya brought some new props to the reunion. She just thought she had a scepter, because she said that's what queens carry, I guess. And then she also had a bullhorn or whatever, a megaphone. So, you know, she's still at it with the dramatics, bringing props to the reunion. Now, one thing that had me cracking up is Phaedra's faces. Did y'all see her faces? Phaedra is so funny. Like, she, like, what if somebody say something? She just has, it's, well, y'all see it. You know, it's just the way that she do her faces because you know what she think. You know what? I think that's, maybe that's how I look. Because, like, a lot of people always tell me that whatever I'm thinking is all on my face. And I never understood what they mean because I really don't think that I'm making faces. But if I'm making faces like Phaedra, then I can see why people say that because you definitely know what she's thinking. But it's so funny, though. I love her. One thing that I found kind of, like, jaw-dropping was the D-I-C-K word. You remember whenever Kenya was like, you know, oh, I can go to the store or the Home Depot and, you know, dick is all, you know, I can get some dick. Since when did they start letting that word be used on TV? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. There used to be a word that was bleeped out, just like the B word. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Some words are starting to be okay, and I wonder who is putting the stamp of approval on what words are okay to use. Just because if they're used a lot in society, then now it's okay to be used on TV. I don't think so. You know, a lot of people, not just grown-ups, but children as well, teenagers, even 13-year-olds or even younger, know about these shows, like The Housewives of Atlanta, very popular show. So, you know what I'm saying, I don't think that you should even allow the B word to be used. But this is TV, and they want to do what they want to do because they love, you know, having people out there like that. Anyway, then they was talking about the late issues. And, you know, of course, everybody was talking about Candy. She's the latest one. And NeNe was, she was the first to say that. But, you know, I'm the type of person that I don't forget where a person came from. You know, like some people, they stay current. You know what I'm saying? They forget, you know, what happened or what was said. But I always remember what was said because sometimes you might have to use the past or what was said for ammunition for the current times. And because NeNe has been late many times over the seasons of this Housewives, many times. But it's just funny how, like, now she's supposed to be like this Hollywood glamour queen that she just forget, like, her misfortune. She has been late to many people's gatherings and get-togethers and, you know, but it's just how she is now. So, anyway, then they were talking about the weight issue, and I love the way that Candy pointed out that NeNe really can't talk about nobody. Because, you know, I was thinking that, too, because NeNe is not skinny at all, by no means. By no means is NeNe skinny, nor does she even have a booty. So, you know what I'm saying? Candy has a booty, and she has a shape. NeNe ain't got no shape. You know what? Maybe NeNe's jealous. You know, a lot of times we see NeNe talking ugly to these women and always talking about, oh, yeah, she's fat. Oh, she don't need a sandwich. But you know what? All that could just be jealousy. You know what I'm saying? We look at it like, oh, NeNe, she's being real. She's speaking her mind. No, NeNe's just jealous because NeNe is not skinny. She got a wide body with a flat behind. So why are you talking about Candy eating Chick-fil-A or whatever she was eating? It looks like you've been to a Bojangles a lot of times yourself. Let's not play. Anyway, you know, of course, Phaedra and Kenya, they had got into it, you know, calling each other's names. But I love the way that Phaedra attacked people. She attacked you very subtle. She'll call you a slut, and then she'll put a smile behind it, you know. And she kind of like, she's definitely a Southern Belle, because that's how Southern people, well, not all, but that's how a lot of Southern people can, cause they'll fuss you out, cuss you out, and then once they call you all kinds of names, they'll say, bless your heart, you know. So she'd be like, Kenya, you a slut, bless your heart. I love it. Phaedra is really crazy. But did y'all also notice that, like, whenever whenever Kenya and Phaedra, they're going back and forth throwing shade, y'all see how, like, NeNe, she just kind of just sulks, and she just sits back and just loves it. She's like she's watching some film or something. You know, she just loves, like, whenever Phaedra, you know, talks about Kenya. You know, she don't like Kenya no way, so she just loves it. She just sits back smiling with that big old, ooh, she got a Chester Cat grin. Have y'all noticed that? You know how Chester Cat, she has a Chester Cat smile. It's very big, and her teeth are very large. So she looks like a Chester Cat. So she's horrible. Anyway, so as y'all know, after a while, you know, what am I trying to say? Portia was started talking because Andy was asking questions about because Kenya was talking about something about, you know, karma and how she felt like karma got Phaedra and Portia because, you know, they should talk about her or whatever. But, you know, Portia was like, you know, she don't really feel that karma got her or whatever. And it was funny because every time Portia started to talk over Kenya, that's when she would pull out the megaphone. Okay, but why did her megaphone did not have the batteries ready? Okay, they was not battery ready. You know what I'm saying? She had to try to put the batteries in the megaphone on the show. But it made for good TV, I suppose. It was funny. I mean, that was definitely real. But, yeah, so you know what I'm saying? She's talking over Portia with the megaphone or whatever. And then they also got into about her man, about Kenya's man. NeNe supposedly met the man, but according to NeNe, as y'all all saw, that NeNe was like, she didn't know who he was. She didn't know what he was saying. Cause I guess he's like, he's African, I guess. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? With his accent, she didn't know what he was saying. So after she dismissed him, then, you know, Kenya had called her and like, why you dismiss my man, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know, that seems kind of shady. You know, honestly, I don't really know about Kenya and her man. I don't really know. I mean, I really don't care. Me, personally, I don't care. I mean, if she's doing it to stay relevant on the show, I mean, it won't be the first time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even feel like even NeNe has done things just to stay relevant on the show. You know what I'm saying? I feel that she threw a lot of people under the bus. She's done a lot of shady things to stay relevant. You know, because I still think back on, you know, that thing with Sheree when she was supposedly had talked bad about her about, oh, you know, you don't need her. You can get me for more money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could have been something just to be relevant for that season. You know, I don't know. You know, these women are all crazy. Anyway, and then it got kind of crazy because then it got back on Portia. And somehow Kenya had accused Portia of she the one of cheating. Now, that raised my ears because I've always just thought that, you know what I'm saying, she was the victim or either she was the beard. But then Kenya's like, oh, she heard about you cheated or something like that. And then Portia was saying all kinds of stuff, too, about how that ain't really her car. She made a deal with the dealership to just ride it on the show so they could, you know, make money. And all kinds of stuff. They be really going in, you know, telling the behind-the-scenes secrets and stuff like that. But accusing Portia of cheating was really the wrong thing to do because it really got under her skin. And, you know, Portia was like, you know, you're a slut from the 90s. And Kenya called her a dumb hoe. That is what lit the match. Because I was like Candy. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I saw Portia stand up, you know, I thought, okay, you know what I'm saying, they're just going to stand up and, you know, someone's going to break them up and sit them down. Uh-uh. Andy tried to sit them down with his shorts there. All of a sudden, you know, Portia's like, oh, keep on talking, I'll F you up. You know, Kenya's like, okay, get fired. And Portia basically is like, okay. When I saw her pull her hair, and then in the next scene, they show just Portia dragging her by her hair on the floor. Let me tell you something, everybody. I know that I at least rewind that scene at least 50 times. At least 50. Because I just had, you know, I want to see everybody's reaction. Like, you know what I'm saying? Andy's, to Portia's, to Kenya, the dragon on the floor. And then when they show the other three ladies on the floor. Then, of course, you know what I'm saying? And then poor Cynthia in the middle, her boob again popped out because, like, you know what I'm saying? Portia was so bad trying to get at Kenya that she accidentally grabbed on to Cynthia's dress and made her boob pop out. So it was just a lot going on in that one scene. It happened so fast. Like, if you didn't rewind it, you probably would have never known that Cynthia's boob popped out. You probably would have never known, like, a lot of stuff that went on. I mean, you had to really keep rewinding that scene just to believe it. So far they made housewife history. I mean, she actually grabbed the lady hair. She pulled her by the floor. I mean, dragged her on the floor, by her hair. And But now here's one thing that I feel that Bravo should never did, because that was really a real moment in time. I mean, you know, we can all tell. I mean, hopefully everybody can see that that was a real moment, because it was like right after she did it, Portia just felt so bad. I mean, she really had a blackout. You know, I guess that, you know what I'm saying, just like Portia said, you know, that she's just been through so much through the season. You know, and, you know, I guess, you know what I'm saying, having your life played out on TV like that, and then it's like, it's fair game for the whole world, you know, to comment and judge you on, you know, your life, you know what I'm saying? Because they're watching the show or whatever, and they can judge you, they can comment, they can make blogs, you know, talk about it here and there. So it's like you're always under a microscope. So, you know, even though you're on the show, you're making money, still that's a lot of pressure on you. And she and I truly saw that she snapped. She really snapped. She blacked out. And then she came to when she was on the floor. So I kind of fault Bravo for showing it. Yes, you know what I'm saying, our inner selves, you know, we want to see all that and stuff. But at the same time, that was really personal for Portia. I mean, you know, even if Bravo would have shut off the cameras, and you know what I'm saying, like maybe like right after the hair pulling, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know what I'm saying, went to commercial or something, you know, not had let us. I mean, they let us see her breakdown. She really broke down. It was, you know, it was kind of sad, you know, after it being like, ooh, did you see her? Ooh, she pulled hair. Ooh. But then when I saw Portia, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, I've been through so much. You know, she's just screaming, I've been through so much. You know, she's like, I'm so embarrassed. She was having a breakdown, and Bravo just kept rolling the cameras, you know. But, you know, it was nice to see the other girls, you know, Nene and Candy and Phaedra go there to, you know, to console her or whatever. Cynthia didn't go. You know, I felt that just because Cynthia didn't go, I didn't look at it as like, oh, why is she over there? You know, Cynthia, you know, there were always three people over there. You know, Cynthia, I could tell she don't really like violence anyway. So she probably was just kind of, you know, semi-traumatized because, you know, she's sitting in the middle of all this drama. Her, you know what I'm saying? Even though she didn't know it at the time, but her boob gets knocked out. You know, she gets, you know, so I probably would have sat it out too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me just let them do her, and I'm just going to sit here and get myself together. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't really, you know, some people was like, oh, why didn't Cynthia go over there? But I don't really feel like everybody need to go over there at that moment. I felt that, you know, Cynthia sitting it out was fine. Kenya left, you know, she was sad or whatever. I don't know what she was, but, and then, you know, Andy had talked to Portia and was just like, you know, they don't condone violence. You know, why does she do it? Why she feels she had to go there? And she was just like, you know, I've been through so much. And, you know, she's always been a bully to me since I met her, blah, blah, blah. And Andy said, and you know, Andy sent her home. So that was all of that. But that was it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? These housewives, these Atlanta housewives, You know how like when I used to watch shows, they always used to say the best parts for last. You know what I'm saying? So like the best, like the juicier stuff would be in part three of the reunion. These ladies, they get it turned up in part one of the reunion. Just like I believe episode one of this season, it got turned up. Yeah, that's right. It was like Kenya and Nene. They was like fussing, pulling ears and stuff. They get it turned up on the episode one. So this one here was part one of the reunion. It was very cray-cray. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the fight definitely took it home. But, you know, the fight was good. But I also want to give some points to Phaedra and her faces. Because look at this, her faces. And then I also want to give some points to Candy for pointing out that Nene ain't got no room to talk, because you're really not that small yourself. See, now, I do like Candy, you know. Because I like that she points out. Because, see, I feel like people need to get Nene. Don't let Nene do all that, you know, manipulate, connive, and say all that stuff she want to say, and then you sit back and just take it. No, like Cynthia. You know, now Cynthia's a good friend, but I'm pretty sure Cynthia know a lot of times in their friendship that Nene was wrong, but she didn't say anything because she didn't want to get Nene all riled up. But, you know, I'm glad that Candy don't mind getting her riled up. Say what you got to say, because Nene don't mind getting you all riled up. She say what she want to say. If you like it, nice. If you don't, shame on you. So I like that Candy, you know, put Nene in her place. And I got a feeling that, you know, in the next two parts of this reunion, we're going to see more of Nene being put in her place. But everybody, that is my reunion review. I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know what you think. Remember, you can hit me up on Twitter at IamZFly or hit me up on Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. I am your boy ZFly, and this is my review of the reunion, part one. Until next time, you all stay fly and not high. Okay? Peace.